Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Good morning, Coach Cassandra. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. All right. Okay. All right, Coach Cassandra, good morning. And good morning, everyone. Well, we have an exciting show for you today. Powerhouse Sisters. And when they get on the line, if they would just hit their number one key.
Good morning. Woohoo, Coach Melissa.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, I see. I believe our one guest is here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, okay, we're all here. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. All right, how are you ladies doing, you sisters doing this morning?
Awesome.
Wonderful.
I'm doing okay this morning.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I hear Coach Cassandra breaking up a little bit.
I've got an intro for them. Yeah.
Oh,
I have a sister, and she is a wife and mother of three. She was a teenage mom, a high school dropout, but that did not define who she was to become. I love it. You know, we can't let anything deter us from being who God has called us to be and from our purposes. And she has been on her current position for 14 years, and she's working on a second degree. She's turned entrepreneur, and the company is called Snap Biz Click That Photography, and she has been in business for 2 years. You know, it is such an honor and a pleasure to introduce Danielle Davis and her sister, Terry Jackson, who is her assistant. And Danielle has been my next-door neighbor, and I've come to get to know her. She is just an awesome lady with awesome gifts, and she came and she volunteered to help out, and she goes to different functions with me. She was just most recently at the function I was with over the weekend where I had a prayer and praise, powerful event with speakers, with Alicia Owens, and it was spectacular. She ended up getting more business as a result of being there. And so
oh, I know that was a fabulous event.
I really will.
Yes. We still got to hear about that fabulous event. Oh, my God.
Yes. Danielle, you can tell us a little bit about how you felt like the event went and what that was like for you.
We helped put the flyer together. Jerry helped Cassandra put the flyer together for her event. And then I took pictures at the event. We prayed, we worshiped, we sang. It was just an awesome event. God really moved into place.
Praise God, praise God. And it's just so cool how you'll just show up at an event and all kinds of opportunities will be the result of that. That's pretty cool. And even in your church, you know, you've had opportunities where you go to a pretty sizable church here in the city, a very up-and-coming, prominent church, and now you're looked at as one of the, you help to do all the, you know, some of the TV, you know, and filming of television activities at the church, which is pretty cool. And as a result of that, you're going to actually be interviewed live on TV, right?
Actually, I joined the church, and since then I sat there and really didn't want to do anything in the church. I just wanted to be there and listen to the word, but eventually God moved me, and I've joined the video ministry since September of last year, and doors just continue to open for me, and it's just awesome how when you obey God that, you know, when you obey God, it's doors just continue to open. So it's just amazing me how just by doing what he's telling me to do, I keep getting exposed to different people. And so I worked the big crane over this last Sunday, and that was my first time, but they said that I really did a good job. And I was just so excited about it. But I just, you know, minding my own business and thinking that was the end of it. Well, one of the other members, she also works the camera, but she's been training at Closed Caption TV. And she caught me on my way out the door, and she's like, I'm doing a production. I've been training with Closed Caption TV, and I'm doing a production, and I wanted to know if you would be part of my production team. And I'm just like, oh, man, I must be, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do if she wants me to actually be on her production team where she's actually producing a TV segment, and she'll be interviewing different people, but she wants me to be part of the team who works the video camera and stuff like that. So I'm just excited that she would even think to even ask me to help her out, because there's other people, you know, on the team, and I'm just excited that she would ask me to be part of her team. And it'll be on live TV, and my name will be in the credits and everything. So I'm just excited about that. Very
excited. Wow, praise God. And you know what? What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. It's so true.
Right.
And you're a witness that, you know, how even though you're working for us, that, you know, and we're, you know, not able to pay you, you're volunteering, but God is never, doesn't stop God from opening up opportunities for you to be paid and be blessed, and, you know, in ways, you know, we'll be looking up in a year or two, and I can hear Danielle now, oh, I've got my own TV set and my own TV studio going. You just
woman's production team.
Come on now,
awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow, that is so exciting. That is so, I'm just so happy for you. And
thank
you've got
so
Terry there. Hey, Terry. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Yes, I have a wonderful support system. My whole family, they always support me. And my mom, she's supported me from day one. My children's grandmother, she supported me. And my sisters, Salisa, Mason, Terry, Jackson, and Lancia Bradley, my sisters support me so much. And I have a brother, Maurice Jackson. But Terry, she's my assistant. And my other sister, Lancia, she helps me a lot at most of my events, too. But Terry's been helping me with the flyers, and she's been going to events with me. And she rocks. She's awesome. Thank you, Terry.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm glad that you do it, and you give me the opportunity to help you instead of having someone else, because you could have easily, you know, set up interviews and went out and actually had someone else do it. So I do appreciate that you gave me the opportunity to help you with finding, you know, getting your dream started and your, you know, what you want to do and take your pictures. So, and I really enjoy it. And I think I want to thank you guys too, Coach Felisa and Cassandra, for letting me help with the flyers and to let me help with events, come help you, Cassandra, at the event, putting stuff together. And I really enjoyed it. I had an awesome time.
Wow.
Well, you
that
know,
is just so that's, cool.
Yeah, that's
you know
good.
What?
I know. You get a lot when you volunteer and help people out. I know I started out a lot of major jobs that I've had over my life through volunteering, and that's so huge. I volunteered once and landed myself a recruiting job with Continental Airlines, and I was able to fly all over the world for free, me, my husband, my mom, you know. And so I tell you, that can really open up the door. And a lot of times people, they don't like to volunteer. But
mm-hmm.
I really commend you two sisters. Me and my sister, we work a lot together. We host the radio show together. She helps me sell books. The only thing I regret is that we don't live in the same city or state. But she is my best friend, sister. And so when I talk, well, that's why I put out there the sisters are on. And I know that is so valuable. And she's my little sister, you know. And even though she's my little sister, I look up to her a lot of times. And it's just so wonderful to have that camaraderie between siblings, because some sisters don't have that. I mean, a lot of sisters call me. They don't even speak to their sisters. Haven't spoken in years. You all do things together, got each other's back. How awesome and powerful, and you know, the services that you provide for us with the flyers, you know, getting those out, you know, and these are things that people don't realize that, you know, these things are they don't have a immediate monetary value, but they do have a monetary value because it gives you experience that you can get paid for, and it puts something on your resume or your
mm-hmm.
I mean, you all would probably have a portfolio. So you would have a portfolio to show people what you've done, people that you've worked with all over the – you're international. So, wow, that is awesome. And, you know, what I like about the two of you, having worked with you all for the past couple of months, you know, is your attitude. And when I was in boot camp, my first day in boot camp, back in 1980, they told me attitude was everything. And they didn't just tell me, they showed me. And that's one thing. If you've got the right attitude about something, you will go a lot further. So you all have the right attitude. And that, I can see why that church would want to hire you, Danielle, and why they would want to work with you. Because if your attitude is the way it's been, yeah, that's worth more than a whole lot of training and development. You know what I'm saying? That's what the military taught me. You know, attitude will get you, you know, attitude is like favor. You know, as a matter of fact, attitude will bring you favor.
Yeah.
You know, from, yeah, so you ladies are, so what else are you guys working on? I know you're writing a book, I believe, Danielle. I heard Coach Cassandra say, I think you're writing a book or something.
No, I'm just working, trying to network and build my contact, and like you said, have a good attitude no matter what kind of customers I come in contact with, try to, you know, give them that 100% satisfaction. And I went through an entrepreneurship education class with Dr. Rise and the Urban League, and that really opened the doors because I did the video for that company, for that program. They actually didn't pick the program back up, but the experience of putting the video together and all that just helped me, you know, to stay focused and get a project done, even though they didn't actually pick her program up. But she actually helped me to structure how to start the business and to keep it going and to keep customers coming back. And I've actually been working the plan that she gave me, and it's awesome. And then all of a sudden, I meet you guys, and things are just you guys really put things on display, and you're transparent, and you're so encouraging. Things just are going to keep moving along as long as I'm, you know, continue to surround myself with people like you, and I continue to have a support system. My dad calls me sometimes and just tells me good job, and he's proud of me, and, you know, stuff like that just goes so far, you know, in somebody's mind, a little bit of encouragement. And so I try to do it, too, and encourage my family and friends to, you know, start living their dream and do, you know, things that they want to do so that we're all you know, happy, because it's never going to be a perfect time in life, so just start. You know, that's all you got to do is put some action to whatever dream's been in your mind. Just start doing it.
You know what? You hit on something, Danielle. This is your life. What do you do when you wake up, the choices you make, this is your life. Are you living it the way you want to live it? And then you've got to decide to create the life you want. You are actually creating what you want. You're going to be doing this full time. This is what you love to do. It's coming, and you're living out loud. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think is one of the funniest things, if you can share, you don't have to tell anyone's names, but what do you think is like one of the funniest things that you've had happen since you've been doing this that you could possibly share with us? Or can you think of something that maybe is humorous that happens, you know, since you've been doing this? Any experiences?
I guess I've had a lot of funny experiences. One funny experience is when I first started last year when I first set up my website and put my things out there, I'm thinking I'm doing it, you know. Well, all of a sudden, I get an inbox from this gentleman, and he's telling me my pictures are crap. I need to go back. I need to invest in a camera, and I need to – he was just being so critical of my stuff. So I'm like, really? But as Coach Lalisa pointed out, my attitude, I hit him back with the, you know what? Thank you very much for pointing that out. I enjoy constructive criticism. I hope that's what this is. And I would take everything that you said into consideration. However, I noticed a few things about your website as well. You know, you should check on this, this, and this. And if you need help with that, I'll also lend my services to you to help you fix that part of your services. And, you know, I was just like, you know, I understand. Okay, I appreciate you telling me that, but if, you know, it's okay. It's okay. And he was like, what? I couldn't believe that you came back at me, you know, without a cussing or going off or any of that. And I'm like, no, I appreciate you letting me know. I said, and this is what I'm working on. I'm working on to upgrade my camera. I'm working on this, that, and the other. But I wanted to at least step out and do something, you know, to not just hold on to my stuff and get it out there to see if it's something that people would even believe in me. And I've had repeat customers now. So me not letting him, if I had let that criticism, you know, say, oh, man, really? And cried and went in a corner, could you believe where I would be at now, still at day one? But if you see something wrong with my stuff, let me know. I don't have a problem with it. My brother is like one of the biggest people who can tell me something is wrong, and I think other people might get offended. But I just listen to what he says, and I don't have to necessarily agree totally with what he's saying, but listen to it, and I can make changes, you know, adjustments accordingly to how, you know, how I see it. Because art is in the eye of the beholder anyway. But if I had quit the day that I got that, like, 5-page inbox, it hurt my feelings, but then I'm like, you know what, just read what he's saying. And then I asked him, I said, well, what kind of camera are you using? You know, I kind of flipped it all the way back around on him in a positive way, and I still have that so I can see it. And like, yeah, I remember when he said that to me, and I could have quit, but I didn't. I did.
And you turned it around. You turned some lemonade, turned some lemons into lemonade. But, you know, the Bible says not to be easily offended. When someone criticizes me or they say things, you know, written form, verbal form, I just kind of stand back, you know. And, you know, I said, and choose. You have to choose not to be offended. So some people want to pick at you because that's where they are mentally. They're immature and they don't know a better way to communicate. And sometimes if you just step back, take a deep breath, and say, God, I give it to you. You know, I give this to you. And the Bible says, acknowledge God in all your ways. He'll direct your path. And those same people that are nitpicking, God will turn things around. And before you know it, they have left you alone because somebody biting, chewing on them, you know. So, you know, God is looking at our attitude, but he's going to get them. You know, I said, God, get them. God, get them. I forgive them, but God, you, I'm going to let you handle this. And it's so funny. And you know what? And you've got the right attitude because every time I decide to let that go, God has a blessing that comes right behind it. If you wait a day or two, a week, you're going to see things turn around in your favor. Because, see, God loves it when you have the right attitude. He's going to get them. But as long as you keep the right attitude, let them do that. But God know how to take care of you. He got your back. So that's awesome. Now, you have one degree. What is that degree in? Then tell us what your second degree you're working on.
I'm working. I have a business degree in associates in business, and I'm also working on a bachelor's in business. So I'm a few credits away from.
So the bachelor's in business also.
Yes.
Said. Awesome. Yeah.
I want to acknowledge, you know, a few people that since I've been doing photography, I've actually like met some of the most awesome people in ministry, and it's making me want to start a women's ministry group. I've met Najwa Allen. I've met
Pastor Jackie.
Pastor Jackie. Yes. Arlisa Kent. The Kents, they are awesome. I mean, and it just shows them in leadership positions, and they actually just, I mean, it's just awesome to see the women doing big things. It's always people, you know, who you hear, black women do this and they're bitter and nobody gets along. These women, Karen, she's also one of them. They're putting events together and they're bringing the women together to do things to get spiritually in contact with God and so that they can go out and reach the world and reach somebody else. And it's just awesome. You know, you think that all these black women are just, you know, out here not doing anything or everybody's, you know, out for themselves. I've been meeting some women that are doing some big things, and I am so happy to be meeting these people. And I hope and pray that God continues to put women like that in my life because I'm watching you guys. I'm watching them, and I'm going to mimic what they're doing because they're on the right track.
Danielle, you know what? I really appreciate you saying that. I remember a year ago, I'm on a prayer call in the morning and got to know a lady because I've also got a background in career recruiting. And anyway, we had a conversation and she said, well, you know how women are. They just can't get along. They're, you know, bitter and envious and jealous and they're chewing on each other. I said, I don't buy into that mindset. I said, because number one, I'm a Christian, and I think you're a Christian too. I said, and if we have had our minds renewed, how dare we take on the same mindset and make same frame of action as women in the world? If my mind has been renewed, I'm going to embrace you. And even if we have differences, you know, you're supposed to be mature enough to go to one another. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, and the Bible says speak the truth in love. I don't have to agree with you every time. It doesn't mean I don't like you or don't love you. I'm entitled. God allows me to have a difference of opinion. And, you know, and some people think they take it as a personal affront. I don't get that. But all I know is I do all I can to walk in love, to emulate love. And, you know, if we don't agree, okay, get over it, you know. Let's come together where we do agree. You don't have to agree with everything, but does that mean you got to get upset and hate on me and be tripped out. You know, no, no, just go do something different. You'll get over it, and it'll be good, you know. But you've got to make that a choice to walk in love. The Bible says you shall know them by the love, not by how bad I put my tongue on you and put you down and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's immature. It's so immature. We've got to choose, you know, that if I say something that's offensive, you know, just tell me. You know, I tell people just the truth in love. If someone is offended, you go. The Bible says to go to your brother. Don't go to their friend or your friend. Go to your brother, your sister, and talk about it. Say, I don't understand why, blah, blah, blah. And that may not even be as big a deal as you've made it to be. You know, and some people just don't understand that, you know, God desires love. I think hatred is an easy thing to do. Anybody can hate, but can you show love? Can you show love? That's the bottom line. So I appreciate you saying that. I really do. My goodness. Yeah. Gosh, we've got to choose to love each other. Yes, yes. And you've got three beautiful children, and your daughter's in high school. How old is the oldest?
My oldest son is 17.
My 17. And the other two?
My son is 15. My oldest son is 17. My daughter is 15. And my youngest son is 11.
Okay. And then your son has a lot of entrepreneur traits. I love it when I see him. And he's always volunteering, coming over, you know, wanting to do little things. So you're passing that entrepreneur skill on to him, which is awesome. Yeah,
that program.
The
entrepreneurship education program really helped me to understand that being your own boss is where it's at. So instead of my kids having their first jobs like I did at Burger King, I want them to, you know, have their first businesses instead of, you know, going into corporate America. You know, at least see how it is and see if it's something that you want to do. And so I've been preaching it to them, start your own lawnmower service. And my son is so funny. Uh-huh. We went to this boxing match Friday night. The 11-year-old took him to a boxing match. We got free tickets from the Demetrius Johnson Foundation. And he told the people behind him, because it was a break or something, he told the people behind him, he's like, we cut grass. You know, I have a business and we cut grass. And the one gentleman said, well, do you live out here in St. Charles? And my son was like, no. He said, oh, darn, because I need my grass cut. I said, look at him trying to get some business.
Wow.
At the boxing match. So it was so funny.
You know
what, so they're listening and they're watching.
Living out in St. Charles might be worth it, him to do that job, because he may get a bunch of jobs, you know, just from that one person. Because, you know, they're going to pay some money out there.
Yes. Exactly. And the guy looked like he was serious, too. He was like, do you live out here? And my son said no real fast, you know. And so I was just like, well, we're working on transportation and stuff for him. We're building it up. So next year we'll probably be up and running fully where, you know, they'll have transportation to take them from place to place. But it's an idea, and they're excited. My nephews, they're excited about it. So I'm just happy where life is right now. Things are just looking up for me and the people that I know. It's looking up for them. I have a cousin, Chrissy. She's trying to start her hair salon. My best friend's sister, Tanika, she's trying to This is what they are going to do. She's going to be interviewing up-and-coming businesses, and I will be videotaping her, so I'm excited about that. It's going to be called The Hidden Treasures of St. Louis. And I have a friend named Sean Murray who is a mentor, and he reaches the kids. Like, I mean, he was mentoring my son over the phone. And when I tell you a complete turnaround, that guy inspires me to keep living my dream. I mean, he's like a coach, motivational speaker, all wrapped up in one. So I'm just happy to have people around me that are actually stepping out and living their dream and doing what they want to do. And I'm happy to have my sisters behind me, my family behind me, my husband supports me. It's awesome. So that's all I have. I appreciate it coming on, and it was great. Unless you have anything else to ask.
Okay, because I know you got to get ready to go to work. So are you needing to leave the studio at this time? Yes. Wrap it up. Okay. Well, Terry, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on the show. Your sister. You both are such a blessing.
I love you, Terry.
Love you too, sister.
God bless. Love you guys. Have an awesome day. You rock. Thank you.
Right.
We love you.
Love you guys too. All right. Have a good day, ladies.
Okay.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, that was awesome, Coach. That was awesome. To see you about the lives of our own out there rocking and rolling. Woo. My goodness.
Yeah. That goes to show you. You can, whatever you desire, whatever you dream of. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you just got to get started and start small. I loved her story about how she did her first flyer or whatever, first set of flyers or so, and somebody had said to her, you know, this is wrong with it, that is wrong with it. And, you know, those are the seeds that are sown that make people great. A lot of times, and she had attitude, a lot of times people don't realize that that is what can, as my sister would say, it can make you or make you. You know, when people say those things, and you know, some, a lot of, I think what's his name wrote a famous book, How to Fail Forward. Somebody coined that phrase, and he wrote it. And John C. Maxwell wrote a book about it, Failing Forward. So it's a big teaching out there that mistakes, and I turned it around and said, mistakes make miracles. You know, every miracle you look at in the Bible came from somebody's mistake, somebody's mess up, you know, and what a wonderful story, I tell you. It's great.
Wow, that is awesome. Makes you kind of want to get your sister on so we can interview her, interview the two of you guys. That would be pretty awesome, right? I'm sure Beverly is such a precious lady. I've enjoyed being on the show with you too. Yes, and your show, you might want to remind the audience, with your sister, comes on every Sunday. I believe that, is that 6 p.m. Eastern? So it's 5 p.m. Central.
Yes. What we came together as sisters, we decided to, we made a decision back when she was zero and I was two that we would be together for the rest of our lives, and God, you know, I heard that little baby prayer, and the moment she was born, I was only two. I fell in love with her, and God has saw fit. He kept us together almost every single day of our lives, and I remember when I was in boot camp. Was our first big separation, and I was heartbroken because I was supposed to go in with her. It was her who told me that we were in the military together, and I ran down. I couldn't wait to go away with my sister to the military, but she didn't go, and I was stuck.
Oh,
I had already. I had to go in. Yeah, I was miserable, and but you know, right after boot camp, when I got to my duty station. She came down, and she stayed in the barracks with me, and oh, my God. And it gave me a glimpse for that weekend what it would have been like had we been stationed together. We were really, really close. We say we're twins, but, yeah, sisters. But you know what? That's why we have the radio show, Sisters in the Spirit. She has other sisters.
Yes,
that
I love
have
it.
She has other sisters that have a different mother. I have other sisters with a different mother, and we call our, you know, how we say sisters of another mother. We both have friends that are like sisters. You know, there are people. I've met women that were like just like closer than any sister, except for that one. I have many sisters. Yeah, God is good, and Danielle and Terry. You know, great job they're doing with their business. Snap this, click that. Snap this, click that. I mean, they are awesome, too.
Yes, yes. I think on the end of it, it's Snap This Quick Pass Photography is what it is.
Oh.
SnapThisQuickPassPhotography.com. So, yeah, you definitely want to, wherever you are in the country, they can assist you with your project. I actually turned them on to a lady in Memphis, in the Memphis area, that they did some flyers for a big event she had out there. So she told me she was really pleased with what Terry did. Terry and her sister, of course, Danielle, is the leader. And so, yeah, she's really getting some opportunities from people seeing our flyers. People come and ask me, you know, who did this? And so it's just so nice that I can, you know, be able to refer her. And I'm so happy to do it, you know, when people work so hard and diligently, because she's a mom, you know, three children. So, you know, she's busy and she's, you know, dedicated on Sundays. They have two services at her church. The first one's at 8 o'clock. So, you know, that's like working another job, just going to church on Sunday. You know, you got half your day spent in church, you know, that's 4 or 5 good hours of your day. So she's at a very progressive church here in the city. The pastor has a senior citizen's home. He's got offers a job core for people, to help people get jobs. It's actually in the city of St. Louis. He's buying up a whole block called Martin Luther King. They're going in with innovative, creative strategies to help, you know, build back up the city, you know, in the inner city where the slums are. And he's going in and opening brand new buildings, apartments. You hear me? This man is doing million-dollar projects in the inner city. And so we're very proud of Pastor, I don't want to say his name wrong, but very innovative man. I mean, he's even studied when he was going to college, studied overseas at some of the best universities in the world. And his father spearheaded the church, of course, and he's really come alongside and really build it up. Yeah, yeah. I'll have to send you some the website. But he's done some astronomical things right here in the city of St. Louis, and we absolutely applaud him. I just can't remember his last name, Dr. Michael. I just can't remember the last name, but everybody knows Friendly Missionary Baptist Church. Everybody knows where that is. The who's who of the world come to his church when they come to St. Louis. So we're very proud of him. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So she's had a good church. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
She'll have Friendly. Up in there.
Oh, wow. St. Louis, Missouri. I tell you, you know, it's we're getting ready for our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo coming up.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it because the opportunity to help women who are both entrepreneurs and leaders, we get a chance to help them network with one another. We give them a platform to meet each other, to showcase their business and service. And for such a low fee, they'll probably never get a fee.
Oh, my gosh.
To advertise their business to literally thousands and thousands of people, because when they sign up to be a vendor at this spot, they get exposure from our internet. That's number one.
Yes.
They get exposed all year long with us to thousands of people. They also get to meet thousands of local people, because we print out anywhere close to 5,000 prints that goes out to every business, college, school. So these individuals are like, they really get a lot. They really get a big bang for their buck. This year we'll have a journal that will go out to many of the affiliated entrepreneurial type people. You know, the first 2 years we had Capital One as one of our sponsors. We won't have Capital One this year, But we have several other banks that want to work with us, several other banks. But we were appreciative of Capital One because I met the vice president of that particular branch, and she loved doing those types of things. But since last year, she has moved on. And so we haven't been able to locate her just yet. She's not with Capital One. I'm not quite sure what bank she's with. But she's was a wonderful woman that quickly reached out to her P of the region and said, you know, support this group of people. We took pictures, we had video, and we sent it to the bank. But we were so excited to be working with Capital One, and it was a pleasure receiving donations from them. So when people think that you can't get sponsorships, you absolutely can get sponsorships from big corporations. But our friend Fran Briggs is the instructor and taught us some tricks and tools of the trade on how to get these big corporate sponsors. So Fran has a training program where she'll train people on how to do that. I went through her training of, you know, and got some tips from that, and we'll be sharing things like that at this event. So not only do you get to come and showcase your products and services, but you get to come and learn all of the latest secrets and strategies that we've gathered throughout the year. So a lot of people might think, well, I went last year. Yeah, but do you know how much new information that a researcher in entrepreneurship can get over a 12-month period? So just because you were there last year, yeah, don't think that, you know, you got everything you need, because one of the things that I do, Coach Cassandra, is all year long I'm researching and gathering all types of entrepreneurial success trends, and I roll them. I power pack them into that day. I do things all year, but I power pack that day with all types of trends and nuggets, and we'll have handouts. We have other leaders like yourself, and we have Stephanie Burroughs right now in the state of New Jersey, and I'm sure, you know, as goes New Jersey, goes the rest of the country. Right now in the state of New Jersey, business contracting is hot, hot, super hot. It's like a hot tamale and jalapeno pepper all rolled into one. In other words, it's dynamite. And if you do not get your business ready for contracting, you're going to miss out on this next wave of success for entrepreneurs, okay? This is something big. As a matter of fact, when I go home today, I keep saying I'm going to take a picture of this brand-new factory that I see them building every day as I drive on the street going to into my office, this beautiful new big manufacturing plant. Humongous that they're building. And these companies, I know people think, oh, yeah, and that's going to be providing a lot of jobs. Well, part of that's true, okay? But there are going to be a lot of contracting opportunities, okay? So you want to hear about it. You want to know how to position yourself. You want to know how to position your company. So we'll have the statistics. We'll have the articles. We'll have all these things to hand out to those who attend the event. So when you attend this event, yes, you will get networking, yes, you'll get to showcase your business, but you'll also get to learn a lot of the new trends as it relates to being an entrepreneur, because the way to go is to get the contracts with these big companies, because that's what the government is positioning them to do, is to, before, Coach Cassandra, it was so difficult to get the contracts. Only a select group of the United States citizens were getting the contracts. There's a select few. But they've opened the gate a little wider. It's not fully open yet, but they've opened it a little wider. And a lot of the small businesses that have been struggling over the past 5, 10 years, or 20 years, however long, a lot of the small businesses that, you know, had to close down, had to give up their business because they couldn't make enough income. Now they can get these contracts, and they don't have to really see. When you get contracts, you don't have to rely on, you know, the foot traffic. You know, people one by one customer. When you have a contract, you know, and I saw this firsthand when I was about, 1920, when I worked for a dry cleaner in Cincinnati, Ohio, Bob's, I forget the exact name of the cleaners, but this dry cleaner, I'll never forget it, he had contracts with like 5 or 6 major hotels, 3 or 4
wow.
You know, major restaurants, and my father was the head presser, and me being a high school dropout, you know, not really able to get a good job. Well, not saying that dry cleaning isn't a good job, but, I mean, it's sweaty, you know. You don't need an application. You just go in the back door and get hired, you know. I mean, it does pay, don't get me wrong, but it's not a job where you have to be, you know, highly educated or whatever, but you have to be willing to be very late. It was very labor intense. But it wasn't a General Motors job working in a factory where those people were making about, you know, $18 an hour back then, a factory worker at General Motors. But this was back in around 80, somewhere around, before 80, around 75, 77, somewhere in that neighborhood. But this man had all these major contracts, and my father, you know, would go pick them up, right? Go make the deliveries and stuff. And a couple times I would go with my dad, and I would be fascinated. I mean, hundreds of uniforms. And that's how he kept his business going for years. Yeah, he had the everyday customer that, you know, walked in and out, but he relied on the contract. And so even at that time, I didn't realize I would one day be doing what I'm doing today. But but that was in a very, very, you know, suburban area, you know, and the clientele there were lawyers, doctors, accountants, people like that lived in that community, you know, in the $500,000 home back then. So you can imagine, if you know Cincinnati, Ohio, you've heard of like an Indian Hill type of area. Some of you remember Indian Hill from one of the movies that I think Michael Douglas, where his daughter was on drugs. Michael Douglas was a DEA expert, if you remember, agent. So contracts is the way to go. So you want to be, this event is going to get you ready. Up here in New Jersey, I'm sure in St. Louis and others, cities around the country, if you would look onto your state's website, you will find that contracting should be happening in your states as well, because this is coming from the federal government. They're rolling it down at the federal government level, contracts and grants. Yes, so this is what you're going to find out about this year as an entrepreneur. But you how to build capacity for your program. I'm going to see if my friend, I'll post a article about her on the internet. She had started her own halfway house, okay? Who does that? I mean, I'm like, I know people have, you know, different community events, right? But here's a woman who that I used to just, you know, hang out with. Here's a woman who quit her job, you know, and started her own halfway house, left her beautiful home,
wow,
and moved in to like nearly an abandoned building with the and the prison. Hello, and I worked for a major halfway. I've seen what those contracts look like. These people turn over their prisoners basically to her. Okay, they entrust. Now, these people haven't finished their sentence yet. They turn them over to her. She works with them. I was working with her, but I had to stop working with her because of my new job. However, I've been working now with reentry in the prison system for 10 years. I started in 2004. I've been working for 10 years. I've been doing that kind of work, sometimes full-time, sometimes part-time. So I'm willing to train anyone in that area. Like if you already have a degree in social work or, you know, whether it's a bachelor's, master's, because typically to get a case management position, you would need a bachelor's degree, typically. It depends on the city, I'm sure, or the state. But here
right.
in New Jersey, if you're in New Jersey, they want you to. But I'm willing to train people because I got a job in there, even though I don't have a degree in social work at all, not counseling or anything. But I knew the behavior. You know what I'm saying, Coach Cassandra? Like some people would go into those environments and begin to fall in love with the prisoner or go into those in an environment and feel so sorry for everybody that you're breaking rules, you know. So, you can't, you know, that's going to be a problem. You can do that, but it's going to be a problem.
Right.
You're not going to have your job. You're not going to have your job very long. But, and though I had been very poor and been homeless and all those things, I had to go in there and I had to do something a little different. You know, you can't go in there feeling sorry for everybody, and so you're bringing them pills from home, and you know, you bringing them stuff that they not, you know, even supposed to have, you know. So I've
right.
seen it all. I've seen it all. So that's what we're going to be
wow.
doing. I'm so excited. So yeah, I'm willing to train people on how to do that, on how to work in that environment. So that, and then, you know, I have the training company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, so I'm able to train people and off and actually get people certificates because, you know, my company is a, you know, it's a legitimate incorporated company and, you know, it can be looked up with the Department of Labor and with the business, you know, so I'm able to train people and I don't often, you know, put that out there, but I sometimes forget what I had because I started the company back in 2002. So I started it a long time ago, Performance Strategies Unlimited. But, yeah, I'm willing to train people on what I know, how I did it, and
right.
get them a certificate. Yeah, if they go through so many months of the training, you know, and but the training that I provide, it's not free, but I would have to say it is it's a very affordable training. It's very affordable. But I have to I have to pay business taxes on that business, so I can't do the free training. Yeah, in New Jersey, when you have an incorporation, you have to pay incorporation tax, okay, regardless of whether you make a dime.
Wow.
So we would do the training for free if we didn't have to pay.
Yeah. Wow. Whew, it's amazing, huh? My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that you are a wealth of knowledge. My gosh. Thank God you're bringing that to the conference in August. You want to give them that date? And that is New Jersey, right, for those that live out of the area. You want to try to get there.
Yes, you do. It's Newark, New Jersey, and it's Saturday, August the 6th. Yes, Saturday, August the 16th. Yes, we will be showing people how to start businesses, how to grow their businesses. It's August the 16th from 9 to 5. It includes continental breakfast. You will get a lunch if you, and right downstairs, they just opened a brand new Joe's Crab Shack. Many of the women afterwards will be going downstairs to have dinner. Downtown Newark is a wonderful sight these days. We're right on the backside of the Prudential Center. The hotel is a brand new Marriott. It's less than 2 years old. A nice facility. We have basically the whole floor. Parking is literally free, but it's like maybe $5 for the whole day. You can't beat it. The hotel rooms are affordable, and especially if you share a room with someone, you're talking about maybe about $80 a night. If you wanted to book a room with someone, you can get to downtown Newark. We call it downtown Newark. I call it downtown Newark because I grew up in Cincinnati and downtown was a very, very big to-do. But you can get there by train, bus. The Newark Airport, if you're flying in, the Newark Airport is literally 10 minutes away. There's a shuttle from the airport that will take you. I don't know if there's a shuttle from the hotel, but there's a shuttle to Penn Station, which is literally around the corner. I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful location. Right next door to City Hall, we have a brand new mayor in New Jersey, in Newark, I should say. And I am I haven't reached out to him yet. He just got elected in May, Roz Baraka. But I am going to reach out to him, let him know about this event, see, because, you know, this is in his city. And this is the third year. We chose Newark on purpose. There are a lot of neighborhoods in New Jersey where it's really fancy, right? And a lot of women hold their events there. But the Lord told me, take Newark, because that's the place I came to when I moved to New Jersey and I was homeless. I was living in New Jersey and in Newark. And so God said, do Newark. And that's where we'll be. And I like it because it's conveniently located. You know, I wanted people with the limousines or the Rolls Royces to be able to attend, but I also wanted the person who has to walk because they don't have car fare. I want that person in the room because, as we've heard, many homeless people are very successful once they tap into just one of their talents. You can just tap into one of your talents, and you can be rich by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So we want people who have no money to be able to come, and there are people who will come. There, you may be listening to this show right now, and you may say, I would really need to be there because I have an idea for business, but I don't have $30, Coach Lalisa. How can I get in on this event? Well, you meet me on Facebook, and those people know every year we get tickets donated. So far this year, we have 4 tickets already paid for. Dr. Valerie Passad. Dr. Valerie paid for 2 tickets, and C. Strickland bought 2 tickets. So we have 4 tickets. One of them, I believe, one or two may be gone already. But that's just regular people who said we want to pay for somebody. But I also have about up to 10 to 15 seats that we reserve for those women who have no money, who want to start businesses, who need that assistance and need to be around powerful people. Yeah, so please inbox me and we'll make sure that you get in. If you have a teenager, a 9-year-old, whatever, and you got to bring your child with you, please, better place to bring your teenager, but to an event like this where they can see and get inspired, you know. It's going to be awesome, I'm telling you. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds wonderful. Now, do you have someone that video records the event or portions of it? Because, gosh, we need Danny out here.
We do have.
Last
year we had videos. I haven't quite put it out yet. The first year, and this will be our third year. But we have a photographer.
A highlight video, you know.
Oh yeah,
this
year
was so cool.
Yeah, we have some on the internet. And we have a ton of pictures. Oh my God! The website. Go to the website.
Okay.
Womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com is where you can, you know, register for tickets. It's where you can see some of the highlights from last year. It's where you can take a survey and tell me about other topics that you're interested in throughout the year. You know what topics they're interested in, and that's how I know what topics to make sure that I talk about at this event. So
wow.
Make sure topics are covered. Jay and Trevor will be there.
Yeah. And Dr. Gwendolyn, what's her last name from Essence?
Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant.
Yes.
She be there. Now, we invited Dr. Grant. I haven't totally, followed up with her, but she was there for the first 2 years. She was totally sold out about the event, and I can't see why she, but, her daughter, she has children, right? And her children are like doctors, lawyers, and business people. Her husband is the vice president of a major Christian college here in New Jersey. So, she has other things that she's invited to sometimes. So sometimes, if there's a conflict, but if she can make it. And but we thank God for her being there those 2 years in a row. But we have some, telling you.
Oh, gosh, we definitely want her back. We got to check and make sure she's coming because she's dynamite. My goodness. Woo.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
She is.
You have some great speakers, Coach.
Oh, we got some powerful people coming to this event. Some of you met Audrey. She was there last time. And, oh, yes, it's just incredible. But I know we're almost out of time, and I've done enough talking. So,
it's time to wrap it up.
Yes. So you had your big event. Your big event on Saturday?
Yes, Saturday. Saturday. It was so wonderful. I am ready. I am already making plans for the next one. When you have a successful event and oh, my God, and God shows up in such an incredible way, and you have incredible speakers, and I don't know if anyone's had a chance to see Lethea Owens, but Danielle was able to go ahead and complete her video, so we put that out there later that evening, and it's been going around.
Okay.
I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. Yeah, either go to Lethea's page. If you go to my page, you're going to have to scroll down because I've got a few things on it. But, if you go to Lethea Owen, she did a short clip of what she spoke on. God of the unimaginable. So, she talks about how she was pregnant at 14 and basically her teacher told her she wasn't going to amount to anything. This woman travels all over the world, okay? And she's doing her mastermind group in Dubois, this coming, I believe it's October, and millionaire. And, that's why everyone, you just can't put your mouth on people. You don't know what God wants to do in their lives, at 14. And, it would be enough that you're 14, that you're pregnant, and then her teacher says, you're not going to amount to anything, young lady. You're doomed. And, honey, God came in, and everything that man said about her, God made him the liar. And this is a teacher, unfortunately, but teachers are human beings. They're people. And, I guess back in the day, they saw getting pregnant as a doomsday. That was the end of it all. But God had another plan. God had another plan. So,
but I notice sometimes, too, Coach Cassandra, that sometimes when people say stuff like that, it's almost as if you need to hear that sometimes to like jumpstart your that drive inside of you. You know what I'm saying? Like that becomes your drive to prove that person wrong. You go on a mission. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people who never hear things like that, they just sit around and just kind of live mediocre. But sometimes, if you ever notice, look at Les Brown. Somebody told him he was educable. What did they call him?
Yes.
Educable.
Oh, my God. Yes. Wanted to put him with the mentally challenged students. Yes. My gosh.
When you hear that, that's the thing that is like, then you go on a mission to say, to prove, And so while, yes, it's horrible, to hear these things, but boy, oh, boy, sometimes we're so glad we heard them because they inspired us to go beyond what, Like, I just see so many people that's their story. And then I see these, and then I see these people who are basically not doing anything, You know, you're like, wow, maybe somebody ought to tell them that they can't do something. But now don't go telling nobody that just to see. But don't go telling nobody that. See yourself move. But guess what? But if you know something, but if you are that person that's ever been told that, you know, then you got to go prove them wrong. I did that. That's how I ended up with the wonderful husband I got, I believe. I had a boyfriend when I was 18. He kept telling me there wasn't nobody going to want me. And I kept saying to myself, well, I'm going to see. the more he told me that nobody was going to want me, the more I said, I'm going to see. And because if I had settled for him, well, my God, I'd be in a homeless shelter right now probably, because he ended up a bum in life. I'm glad I didn't just settle for what he did. And so, you got to take those words when somebody tell you that. You can't be trying to figure out why they telling you and how horrible they are. I say take those words and prove them wrong. You know?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, the people sitting in jail. Half the people sitting in jail is sitting there because somebody told them that they wasn't going to never be nothing. And some of you remember the movie, The Five Heartbeats. Yeah, some of you remember the movie, The Five Heartbeats. And the character, Eddie Kane, when he first got his first big break, he came home and told his mama that he got his big break. And the father told him, you ain't going to be nothing because I ain't nothing. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
And what happened?
How God will just turn it all around. Thank you, Jesus.
He tried to go turn it around, but then he never forgot what his daddy said. He believed. See, there's a difference in believing what somebody tells you. You can't.
Right,
they
right.
can say it. They can say it, but you ain't got to believe it.
Come on
so
now.
God, yeah, they can say it, but you ain't got to believe it.
I know that's right.
And that's the difference in something. Yeah, people tell them, you ain't going to never be nothing, or you ain't this, or you too this, you too that, you ain't pretty enough, you ain't smart enough, but you ain't got to believe that. I like what, what's her name said? Danielle said when they told her about her flyer. She ain't believe that, man. She was like, well, hey, you may not like it, but somebody going to like it.
All right.
Right?
Right?
God has 7
That's
billion.
Right.
Yeah, God has 7
That's
billion
right.
people
in the world. You have to choose to believe God more. You have to make a decision to believe God more. You really do.
And I know Lydia, she's powerful because when we had her on the Power Up Your Possibility, you know?
Yeah.
She was just, woo-hoo. Dropping so many nuggets of wisdom, you know. So, but I am here at the Hudson County Community College. I'm about to go in and shake up
all
some
right.
things.
All right, yeah, I'm headed out too. So, everybody have a super califragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. Woo-hoo. So, you all have a good one, Coach. You have a beautiful day. God bless you, woman of God. And let's go make some things happen.
Who we got coming on tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have a lady who is a playwright coming on tomorrow. And on Thursday we have a lady who has a worldwide ministry. And she, oh my goodness, she's got over 1,000 plus. She's taken over several hundred over to Africa for a missions event. She's done quite a bit. So you guys stay tuned.
Okay.
We've got so many good things coming up for you. And you have a great day, Coach. It was so great doing this today. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Fred. Thank you, David Knight. Don't forget to tune in to Christian Social Network. Oh, God. Miracle Monday was a miracle. All right, everybody, you make sure you have that super califragilistic expialidocious.
Take care.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Moving, 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 moving